President Joe Biden was in Allentown, Pennsylvania yesterday at a Mack truck plant talking about jobs and investment in factories and supply chains. Important stuff to talk about. I'll give him that. But then in a bizarre moment, I don't know how else you would term this, in a bizarre moment, he claims, well, you know, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. And they're like, what? You're talking about used to drive an 18-wheeler. It's just an outlandish claim. Listen, he's been in government for 48 years. He was elected to the Senate when he was 29. And because he was able to turn 30, his birthday's in December, he turned 30 before taking the office. Therefore, it was legal for him to do that. But bizarre, isn't it? Yeah, anyhow, listen to this. It is bite number three. We'll play it a couple of times so you can hear it. Go.
And anyway.
And if we don't
drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish.
Oh,
I
yeah?
Could.
That's
I
awesome.
I got to.
And again, one more time.
And anyway.
And if we don't
drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish.
Oh,
I
yeah?
Could.
That's
I
awesome.
I got to.
I used to drive an 18-wheeler, man. Really? No, you didn't. No, it's not true. It's bizarro is what it is. But it's a typical day when he gets out there and he starts talking. Go to bite number two, another little clip from the events in Allentown, Pennsylvania yesterday. Here's bite number two of the president.
Back in 2009, during the so-called Great Recession, the president asked me to be in charge of managing that piece, then President Trump. Excuse me, Freudian slip. That was the last president. He caused, anyway, that was President Obama when I was vice president.
Yeah. Freudian slip. Oops, I didn't mean to. I used his name. You know, they try very hard to never use the name, right? You know that. They hide all the time. Don't use the name. Right. Dementia, I guess, would be the proper term for it, would be dementia. I mean, what other term is there? I mean, this is every day. This is not like it's not like it's something that happens rarely. It happens, sadly, all the time. And it's all too predictable. The next time he goes out, you'll have more of the same. And that's the sad thing about it. At any rate, couple other things to catch up on before we head for the exit today. Things that you need to know about. How about David Brown? He is Chicago's top cop. And he said these policies where police are not allowed to do their job, or when they do, people are turned loose anyway. It's getting people killed, he says, because violent offenders being put back on the streets when they shouldn't be. It's bite number eight with David Brown. Listen to this.
Can the courts hold people in jail who are violent, who have been arrested, who have been charged with murder? Murder. I don't think there's another city in this country releasing people charged with murder back into the community on electronic monitoring. What we can do different is challenge the courts to render Chicago safe by holding violent offenders in jail longer, not releasing murderers back into our community. That's what we can do different.
Yeah, you can do that differently, that's for sure. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? No, it's not happening, though. At the border, we're now learning through whistleblowers that COVID is rampant in these camps. COVID is rampant, and it's a problem. And people like Congressman Chip Roy are hammering Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats for playing games with COVID, sending sick people all over the country. In fact, they were seen choking and sneezing and coughing at the Whataburger At a Whataburger in Texas, great burger joint, by the way, but not if everybody's sick with COVID. Probably not that great then. I'll take a side of COVID with my burger. No thanks. Number nine, please. Congressman Chip Roy.
We have a crisis at our border, and we're playing footsie with mask mandates in the people's house. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what this body is doing, the people's house. It's an embarrassment. It's a mockery. And the American people are fed up. They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks, to be put in the corner, to have mental health issues. And we're running around here, and the speaker comes down here at 10 o'clock in the morning saying, we got to wear masks in the people's house while we've got thousands of people pouring across our border, and Democrats don't do a darn thing about it, heavily infected with COVID.
Heavily infected with COVID. I mean, wow. Just wow. How can this be okay? And the answer is it shouldn't be. There's no way this should be okay. You know, we're forcing people to take the vaccine. We're forcing people to take the vaccine or lose your job. Mandates for masks and vaccines and all of these things going on, or you could lose your position. And at the same time, we're doing nothing to defend the border against those that are sick. We're not testing. We're not quarantining. No, we're shipping them all over the country. Just shipping them all over the country, which to call it reckless would be far too kind. Far too kind. And that's the bottom line. This part of the program brought to you by Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial. With everything going on in the market, you need to have somebody you can trust. You can trust Craig Stiles. Anywhere in the state, give him a call, 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise, you can get the Desideri approach, the unique custom approach to your investments. You'll be happy you did. Craig Stiles, 517-483-4893. Some final thoughts after this.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.